With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This morning's update on wholesale inflation took economists by surprise. Prices rose by a larger-than-expected 2.6% last month from a year earlier.
The government's producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.2% from May to June after being unchanged a month before. It's a sign that some inflation pressures remain elevated. The increase, the sharpest year-over-year increase since March 2023, comes at a time when other price indicators are showing that inflation has continued to ease.
Correspondent Jeremy House. He says he wants to complete the job he started, President Biden, at his rare solo news conference last evening, giving no indication he'll drop his bid for re-election despite a growing number of Democrats urging him to do so. Correspondent Josh Polk says the president cleared the bar that was set for him, although admittedly the bar wasn't set very high.
He accidentally called Vice President Kamala Harris Vice President Trump. But what we also saw was that he was able to stand and keep going and answer questions from reporters about nuanced aspects of NATO, about other parts of the economy and foreign policy. And yet on that core question of how we can turn the tide, we really don't know what the plan is.
The president acknowledged taking questions from reporters on a list supplied by his staff. At last count, 17 congressional Democrats urged Mr. Biden to quit the race. Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll from the intense heat that has spread across the country continues to rise, with fatalities reported from coast to coast, from Maryland to Oregon. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 200 points, the Nasdaq ahead 171 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is responding to hurricane damage in southeast Texas.
High winds and heavy rain from Hurricane Beryl devastated parts of Texas, inundated communities, and claimed at least 8 lives. In response, Christian base Samaritan's Purse has deployed a disaster relief unit to the region and will mobilize teams of volunteers to help residents recover from the storm. The ministry is coordinating with local churches and emergency management officials to determine the areas of greatest need. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council disappointed with how the Republican Party adopted its official platform ahead of next week's convention. He describes the platform as a concise statement of campaign priorities, but not a declaration of enduring principles. No amendments were allowed, which he said was unbecoming of a party that champions free speech and due process. The GOP convention begins Monday in Milwaukee. This is SRN News. The cost of borrowing for a home is eased just a bit.
Good news for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.89%. The pullback provides modest relief for borrowers at a time when home prices are at record highs. The average rate is still more than double what it was just 3 years ago. Elevated mortgage rates have discouraged many home shoppers, extending the nation's home sales slump into its third year. Many economists are forecasting that mortgage rates will ease further in coming months. I'm Alex Vega.
A new program to monitor swimmers and sharks on New York City beaches with surveillance drones, spurring a backlash from shorebirds. Seems the birds don't appreciate those drones invading their airspace, so they have been swarming the devices, forcing the pilots to ground the drones. Those drones began flying in May, and for now at least, the patrols continue along the beaches of New York. More details, SRNNews.com.